96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory, 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 oh, glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day.
Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know my voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I don't have a clue what it is you do at 11 o'clock, but whatever it is you do, I'm happy that you're doing that you have decided to do the do with me. All right? I got a show planned for you today, right? But my imagination is just, it's wild. It's crazy. I wish you all could get an opportunity to see the way it works, right? So yesterday, you know, there was much ado about nothing. With regards to whether or not there would be an allowance for the concert. And of course, Latre Ramming was on another station last night talking about how the government hasn't allowed that to take place. And so now we know the exact position. But if you had listened to the radio yesterday, right, you would be completely assured that this concert was already booked and ready to go, right? Because I listened to the promoter and he fly all the way in from Grand Bahama, big up to Westerday. That's what he said, right? Absolutely, it's happening. Y'all obviously have learned nothing about Michael Darvill. Michael Darvill reminds me of the biggest boy in the ghetto, whose house is closest to the basketball court. You only play basketball if he could play. And if he can't play, he is going to kick your ball so far up the road that you're not going to be able to play because you're not going to have any ball. And even if you get your ball back, your ball is probably going to have the biggest egg in it that you've ever seen, and you're not going to be able to bounce this ball. And so the best bet to do is to just let Michael Darvill play from the beginning. It ain't make no sense. Didn't y'all ain't learn nothing from the carnival? And so, because I'm a person with a colorful imagination, yesterday reminded me of like Monday Night Raw. I used to watch a lot of wrestling when I was a kid. And I kind of want to reenact that for you all. And then I'm going to introduce my guest, right? So let's hear the clip from the promoter yesterday, right? We should have a good hockey key about this. And let's hear what he had to say about the event.
And it's a Valentine's event, even though it's a few days before Valentine's. Yeah, no, come on, say on Monday. That ain't happening. Good morning, Big G.
All night, tweaking. All night, weekend.
And I want y'all to know that this gentleman, tweaking. He's flying for these all interviews. So he's been jumping on flights back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, straight from Freeport. First flight, rest in there, big up yourself.
Welcome back, man.
Yes, yes. Good morning, our Bahamas. Good morning, Nassau. I know everyone's so anxious and want to hear what's going on and want to hear from the horses mode. And
how's your life been since Friday?
Friday was tough. Let me tell you why it was. Well, Sunday morning was tough, and it's very tough for me because, you know, I feel like in a country where we Bahamians and we should be uplifting one another. I don't think we should be trying to tear down each other. You know what I mean? I think we should work together.
Well, you know, that's not good. That's,
yeah, you know?
That's the nature of the game.
And regardless of whoever it reach or don't reach, you know, so far, I'm a person who speaks my mind. Yeah. I go with my heart and I lead by the Lord. I'm lead by the Lord. So I just want to let everyone know the concert is still on.
That's why I said we're going to have to address
it. Yes, I have no problem addressing it. A lot of persons called yesterday. Of course, persons want to do interviews and so on. And I'm like, okay. I'm on jams Monday morning.
Yeah.
Let me go straight to the people who we deal with. sponsors, and I have no problem.
Right.
And
everybody worried.
Yeah, everyone worried, and I should be. So
my backstage pass is also in jeopardy.
Never that. Never that. Too much is at risk. Too much is at stake then.
From the concert promoters, and on January the 17th, it was denied. They were allowed to submit a second application, and it was not approved as well.
So it was denied twice?
It was denied twice, yes.
What's the likelihood that it would be approved if they submit a third application?
It's very unlikely, because we're in the middle of a pandemic. Our hospitals are still under tremendous strain, and it is important for us to get our schools open fully. The only source of control that we can execute at the Ministry of Health is large gatherings. And science is clear that large gatherings, irrespective of the circumstances, are high risk for community spread. And so we have to protect the country, and we must execute the tools that we have in our toolbox in order to do so. But with that being said, it's always a difficult thing to try to stop commerce. And we are seeing some good signs in the country right now. We're hopeful that they would maintain on the same trend. If that happens, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, as well as our EOC, will take into consideration the possibility of relaxing some of the rules. But I do not want to focus on that at this time. Well, we have definitely spoke to all of the hotel properties, and we have made our position very clear that we do not approve any of these concerts anywhere. And the record would reflect that the Ministry of Health and Wellness made that extremely obvious and clear. And we hold that same position as we speak.
Not the Melia. It's the toughest son of a gun in the cabinet at the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, Dr. Michael Davil. I think the if you listen to the fella on the radio yesterday, as far as I was aware, it was all clear. Next thing I know, the Stone Cold music cut on, and out pops Dr. Michael Davil, who says, absolutely not. And as a matter of fact, if they apply again, that ain't gonna be approved. And don't carry it to the hotel, because we ain't approving it there either. I love this guy. Next time, right? Next time, save yourself the heartache. Save yourself the headache. Just go check with Mike, right? Call him on the phone, say, hey, Big Mike, what's happening? I want to talk to you about something, man. This little concert. I got the fella. He from Jamaica. He coming in. I want him to know I'm nowhere to sleep. And I definitely don't want immigration to hit him right at the airport. Because we're famous for that, right? Like, we're very famous for turning Jamaicans around at the airport. And so please, man, if you could help me, we can do it on the beach, right? Because the beach could be there. The sand could be there. The salt could be there. The breeze could be there. We ain't think COVID could be there. Please allow us. And then Mike might say, yes, but what the don't do? Right? Don't go print your flyers. Don't go printing your flyers and sending out your e-blasts. I mean, the artists that make video and all, woo, 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 woo. Yeah, well, you know what it looks like? It looks like on the 13th, everyone can have their underwear on that night, all right? And so I'm elated. I'm titillated by it, actually. It makes water come out of my eyes as I think about it. But that's not what I'm here to talk about this morning. It's so funny watching news and the goings on at the Bahamas. I'm here to talk to Ms. Cheryl Strawn this morning about something that I'm very, there's a feedback in my headphone, Ali, about something that is very near and dear to me, something that I cannot enough times go on and on and on and on about how we do it so improper. There is one particular one that is a nagging peeve of mine, yeah? There is a place, I'm going to call their name, Eagle Electric, right? That refuses to take down this enormously large flag, right? On the highway, when, if my information is correct, they wouldn't have to take it down if they simply put a light underneath it, right? They could just leave it. And they happen to be the light people, but no one in this entire organization on a highway thought it necessary to pay some homage to our flag. Since they're so patriotic and want to fly the flag, I would imagine that they would at least get the rules right, right? And so I oftentimes think about setting a torch to it, actually, right? This is why I've never gotten into gang violence, because I'm an extremist. And I feel like if they could break the rule, then I want to show them how you break the rule. You see what I'm saying? That's why I don't do illegality, because I can do all the illegal things one time. So because I am a law-abiding, tax-paying, Church of God boy, I restrain myself from my desire to simply just set the thing afire, right? Because if you're not going to fly it properly, this we might as well just break all the rules one time. You break the rule, and I come and show you how you really break the rule, and just light it afire, and now you don't have no flag to fly, and I don't have to be annoyed watching your flag fly at nighttime. Seems like a fair exchange to me, all right? So, because that's illegal, the Air Commissioner of Police, if the flag ever catch a fire, I want to say that it wasn't me and that I was somewhere that was nowhere near the flag, all right? But there's somebody that is smarter than I am. Her name is Cheryl Strawn, Dr. Cheryl Strawn. You may know her from Beyond Flags. She happens to know the rules regarding flags. And so I don't want to come and preach my gospel. I actually went and go look for the doctor. Hopefully she could help us figure out what are we getting right? What are we getting wrong? And even in this very moment, as there is a state funeral planned for Thursday of this week, I still see no lowering of flags. I still see no communication for the lowering of flags. The flags are all out there flying high as Geronimo. I don't know what to make of this. I mean, when does the rule engage itself? How does it all play out? Let me say a special shout out to Commonwealth Bank, who I see immediately after my show last week actually right-sided their flag. Believe this or not, they were flying their own flag upside down last week. I couldn't believe it. It was unconscionable. But ever since then, they've gotten it correct. And so Dr. Strawn is here. She's here to help us understand the importance of flag flying, the ceremonious trappings behind it, et cetera, et cetera. What are we getting right? How much of it are we getting wrong? And how do we go about correcting it? Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Mr.
Ma. Let's see if we can get your mic. Hold on.
Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Do I need to speak up?
No, I'm trying to get this mic sorted out. Is it good? Let's try it again.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, Levon. Thank you for having me here. Mm-hmm. I appreciate the invitation.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there is some feedback in,
I don't know. Maybe it's
in the headphones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go on.
The book that I gave you, Flying the Pride, mm-hmm. right? Page 32.
Addresses page 32.
The first subject you brought up this
okay,
morning.
Okay, let's go. Page 32. I feel like I'm in a good Baptist church. And he said, turn your books with me. That's how you know the pastor will be good. When he says, turn your books with me to the Gospel of Luke.
Yes.
Chapter 9, verses 16.
Okay.
Yeah. So now I got my page. Let's go.
I want to set some groundwork.
Okay.
First of all, this book was written to address the same issues that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This book was written and revised in 2010.
Okay.
And from then to now, we've been trying to, you know, get it into places where it would have the most effect.
Mm-hmm.
What we find is lack of information,
mm-hmm.
ignorance, always allows for misinformation
mm-hmm.
to be spread, right?
Mm-hmm.
For those who have seen this book or know about this book, it says a protocol for the proper display of the national flag and official flags of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas.
Okay, official flags.
Official,
that's,
yes, there are okay. official flags as well. There's only one national.
Right.
But there are official flags.
In the military, we call it the jack.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the standard.
Okay, yes.
The jack or the standard.
Yes.
All right. Now, what a lot of people don't understand mm-hmm. is that the agency that approves mm-hmm. the national symbols mm-hmm. is not who we think it is.
Okay. Well,
and
that's interesting.
Yes, because if you were to call, say, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Protocol Division, mm-hmm. their response may be, we didn't approve the book.
Okay.
But the reality and the fact is, they cannot approve any such publication. Mm. It's not under their purview.
Okay.
The Ministry of National Security okay. is responsible for the national symbols, mm-hmm. right? And this book was actually approved mm-hmm. by, interesting enough, the current permanent secretary mm-hmm. for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs
okay.
when he was at National Security.
Okay.
I have a letter.
Mm. That says that this book is the gospel of God in the flesh.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Very good.
You understand? Uh-huh. So before anyone calls and say, oh, you know, that's not a good publication, mm-hmm. it's not approved or whatever, it is approved mm-hmm. by a government official back in 2010. Mm-hmm. I have the letter to prove that.
Okay.
So if you were to call that particular ministry that I talked about, that division, they have no authority. They cannot approve this book.
Mm.
So whatever they say to you, whatever reason they want to say that, that's up to them.
I see here on page 32, you say that the national flag is half-mast only on the occasion of national mourning. So only when the Governor General has announced such an occasion should it be flown at half-mast. This usually is announced at the death of a state official, past or present. How do we determine what is a state official? I mean, because I saw it for the, I saw the lowering for Sidney Poitier, or Poitier, depending on how much money he had at the time. Mm-hmm. And I also saw, I now see no lowering for the Reverend Dr. Charles W. Saunders.
You see, here is the issue. Because, like I say, lack of information,
mm-hmm.
right? The way it's done, or it's, it should be done,
mm-hmm.
the Prime Minister could make an announcement, but the official announcement comes from Government House as
okay.
head of state.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So whenever an announcement is made, it should be Governor General's office makes the proclamation, and they would be the one to say when it stops.
Okay.
Right? But usually it's on the day of, after the funeral, then you take it down.
Okay.
But the reason that, like I say, the misinformation, where there's a gap in knowledge,
mm-hmm.
you will find that this is the problem. Now, I don't want to be jumping all over.
I mean, I don't know if we could consider it jumping. We
well, first, I we didn't address your I didn't address your first
My first
issue,
is the one I want to light a fire.
Right.
Okay, let's go with that one.
Okay. A flag is used specifically for identification, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you pass that flag that is by Eagle Electric,
mm-hmm.
and you know what it is, you can look at it and see what it is,
mm-hmm.
then you're good, whether it is night or day.
Mm.
If it was a case where when sun goes down, you cannot see that flag,
mm-hmm.
you don't know what it is,
mm-hmm.
then it should be taken down or have a light on it.
Okay.
Now, do you have a problem with the flag that's flying at that small little roundabout by the Hilton, NBA?
I also do, because they don't take that down either.
But can you see what it is?
I could see it because that one is actually lit at nighttime.
Is it? Or is it that the surrounding buildings are lit?
You may have a point. I do
you
know
see?
That area is illuminated. I know, especially on the nights when there's no wind.
Okay.
The one at Eagle Electric, the one that annoys me.
Right.
Well, one of the reasons you can see it is because it's so big. It's biggest Geronimo, right?
But you can see it at night.
You can.
Because there are lights in the area.
No, that is a very, very first of all, that highway is very dark. That's one. They're rectifying that.
Okay.
Right. For a long time, I think about nine, I counted them. I have nothing to do with my life. I do these things. So I drove down that road, and I think at one point, I think it was nine lights worked on the highway.
Okay.
And so it was very dark. And in the front of Eagle Electric was very dark. And I mean, even if only for the sake of patronizing me, right, or patronizing people.
Put a light on it.
You are a light company.
Okay.
Right? Like it would take nothing more than a 40-watt bulb.
But what would it stop you from calling them or stopping in and say, hey, guys, you have the flag out there. Can we get a light on it?
I've been to the building. I've been in their building and asked them this question.
You asked them the question.
And you know what they say? You got to check our boss on that. We ain't put the flag out there.
So did you talk to the boss?
Well, you know what? You're very right. Maybe I was not diligent enough in my effort. But
you see,
I may have to revisit that.
But see, as a people, mm-hmm. we have this problem. We go into a place of business, and who we fuss out? The clerk.
Well, I foster the people I could see.
But they're not the people who make the rules.
Right.
You have to go to the top.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Find out who put this situation in place. I mean, you go to the bank and you have a few tellers. That's a management issue.
Yeah.
It's not the teller's fault. You don't fuss them. Why? Only you two working and...
They need to go see the manager.
No.
Right. Well, okay, maybe I will go. Maybe, you know what I will do? I will write them a letter.
That whatever it takes.
Yeah,
whatever
letter
you
writing
know.
Is very important, I understand.
You see?
But, okay, so tell me...
So I don't think that they put that there to cause offense. It's actually to demonstrate national pride.
Albeit mildly offensive.
All right. Well... To you it is, to some people it's not.
Okay. So what are some of the rules about flag flying that we are grossly overlooking? For instance, I noticed that even during the times that we half-mast our flags, right? Mm-hmm. There is no standard half-mast. Like, if you drive past, I these things annoy me, so I see them, right? If you drive past the Ministry of Education,
mm-hmm.
man, them flag almost sweeping on the ground. My friends over at the Attorney General office,
mm-hmm.
those ones almost sweeping on the ground as mm-hmm. well. COB got two sets. They got one here on the northern side,
Point
and then
Seattle,
one further further around by the entrance gate.
Right.
Whoever flies the ones at the entrance gate obviously know what a half mast is. Whoever flying this one over here on Pontiana, that on the ground, that ain't half mast.
Hey, but it's the same people.
Right?
Okay. But, okay, let's go to the top of page 33 then.
Okay, sure.
In half-masting the flag,
mm-hmm.
it is first hoisted to the peak,
mm-hmm.
then lowered until the top edge of the flag is approximately one-third the height of the pole below the peak. That's the top of the flag now.
Okay.
So you're not actually lowering the flag to the middle of the flagpole.
Right. So one-third of where the peak is.
From where the peak is.
Okay, that's half-mast.
The top of the flag should be at that one-third.
Couldn't we just like put a belt on all flag masts so that everybody could generally have a general idea of where? Because these people don't have no maths PGCSE. I know because I don't have none, right? So we could figure out where one turret is because I ain't sure if they know what one turret is.
Probably not, but then, you know, it could be done, but not all flag poles are standard. Some are just steel poles that they converted to flag poles.
Mm.
You know, so.
That creates a travesty.
And now, the other thing is on lowering the flag,
mm-hmm.
it is first hoisted to the peak and allowed to stay there for a moment before being lowered.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you hoist it all the way and then you lower it.
Right.
That's half masting it. You don't
just
hoist
take it,
it
down
up.
From there.
No, you don't hoist it up first
okay.
to the third, to, you know, one
right.
third.
Right. So you
it
take it all the way up.
Go to the top
you
and
bring
then
it down.
You lower it.
Okay, good.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you lower it, you have to first hoist it back up
mm-hmm.
and then lower it.
Mm.
So there's a hoisting involved with that. Now, the uniform branches, particularly the military and,
mm-hmm.
and paramilitary police,
mm-hmm.
they know what to do
right.
with that, right? Which is why this book was written, so the
I'm
general
sure,
public
I'm sure
would
the
know.
Paramilitary, them, because I want to tell you, I had the occasion, again, during the time that Sir Sidney was being mourned. My friends over here at Nassau Street? The one by the court.
Okay.
They had it. Correct, right?
South Street, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
My friends over there by Fort Charlotte, they had no flag. The pole was there, but there was no flag, right?
Mm-hmm.
My friends over at South Beach Police Station, their own was flying high, right? And then the ones over by the Grove Station, it depends on which CO was on, I imagine, because one day it was up, one day it was down,
right.
one day it was up,
mm-hmm.
one day it was down. I thought
mm-hmm.
Sir Sidney had like resurrection power or something, right? and so I'm not sure if my paramilitary friends get it correct as well. The people over at the college appear to have it. Right, and I imagine, because they're
mm-hmm.
instructors.
Well, this book was at one point being sold in the college bookstore.
Okay.
So they may be using.
Okay, well, for whatever it's worth, it worked
the
over
book
there.
To do that.
It
All
worked
right.
over there. Okay, so now let's go back to this question of how is a state person determined? Because, I mean, how do you do? Should we be offended? Should the family of a Charles Sanders or someone like a Charles Sanders who is being obviously allowed a state-recognized funeral,
mm-hmm.
should there be offense if the person is seen as state-recognizable but the state doesn't recognize them through the lowering of its flag? Is that an anomaly?
It is an anomaly. In fact, when Pastor H.A. Roach died,
mm-hmm.
I called another station and
mm-hmm.
I brought it to the attention. I'm like, why is this happening?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are you not lowering, announcing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wasn't even given a state funeral.
Mm.
Or state-recognized funeral,
mm.
or even allowed to have a memorial service.
But dude,
so that's a
I guess
totally different thing. But what I know to be the protocol is that members of parliament, senators, right, parliamentary secretaries, everyone from parliamentary secretaries and up, they would normally get a state funeral, right? From down, and those persons who might have been, in the case of Pastor A.J. Roach, the chaplain for House of Assembly and chaplain of the Senate, and someone who might have served in a capacity, in a governmental capacity, the state can decide whether they can have a state-recognized funeral.
Okay.
Right? So that's kind of like the way they determine who gets the full state funeral and who gets the state-recognized funeral. Commission of Police, they probably would get the state funeral because there are certain positions that the persons hold.
Okay.
Right? Because of their position in the government or in the society. State-recognized, that's something that's played with a lot.
Okay.
Right? And sometimes it depends on who's in power at the time. And whether they are laid out in the House of Assembly or the Senate or whatever, if you notice around that same time, with the H.J. Roach example, John Lee Ferguson had died.
Okay.
Right? And he was given like a week of activities. He was a former senator.
Right.
Right? In the case of H.J., he was chaplain for the House twice. And I believe once for the Senate,
okay,
right, which would have qualified him for a state-recognized funeral,
okay,
right, because it was an appointed position,
right,
right, but it didn't happen, right, and it's, you know, I'm just saying, point that out as an example of what could happen, and I'm not talking about any particular government,
right,
because it's happened in the past,
right, but I mean, I guess the question I'm trying to ascertain here is. Do they work in tandem? Like, isn't it as soon as the decision is made for there to be a state or state-recognized funeral, that decision triggers several actions? Like, there should be a proclamation from cabinet.
It should.
Forwarded as a recommendation to the governor general.
Right.
I don't see that happening. It seems to be the most hodgepodge series of events around
this
here.
This is it. And then the people who you would expect to at least advise... Like, for instance, there was a hullabaloo about why are we lowering the flag at the death of Sir Sidney Poitier when, just before that, Adie Hannah had died.
But it take them 10 days to put the flags down
10
for Adie.
10 days?
Yeah.
You mean to lower it?
To put it down,
yes,
for
that's
Adie,
right.
About 10 days.
And what the reason that came out from the same protocol division is, well, the flags are only supposed to be half-masted 3 days before the funeral. I don't know where
hogwash.
That is.
That is hogwash. That is absolute hogwash.
In all of my 10 years.
That is absolute hogwash.
In all of my 10 years
Somebody
research.
Told you that?
Yeah. Yes.
That is absolute hogwash.
And you remember that other station you used to be a guest commentator,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The host of that.
Yeah.
On one of his programs before he got his other position said that he contacted them. And this is what they said. That it's only supposed to be lowered 3 days before.
So let us watch the contradiction now, right?
Because
it is 3 days now before the burial of Charles Sanders in a state-recognized funeral.
Right.
The flag them out there still flying as high as the breeze could blow them. They can't fly higher than that. So what is it that see? And this is my difficulty. And I even shared this with some of the senior commanders of the police force that I know, right? When they said, oh, well, because they like to lick me up, right? So people, I come here, I criticize them, and then when they see me out there, they throw me in the traffic and try to get me killed, right? But he said, Miller, you chastising the police force? Has there been any proclamation? And I said,
exactly.
Well, no, there hasn't been a proclamation.
They can't do
right?
it without it.
But you lose the argument of proclamation when some of your stations have flags lowered. So,
exactly.
So you now have to tell me, are you all waiting on a proclamation or are you not waiting on a proclamation? Because if there was no proclamation, then where did the other stations get the right from to lower
it? Exactly.
And so
exactly.
I told him if I had been commissioner of police, anytime there was a situation where flags ought to be lowered, As commissioner, he has a XTS 2500. He could key that thing down on almost any radio on this island.
Isn't he provost marshal? Yeah, well?
I'm talking about his radio communication radio, capability. Yes. The police them got serious radio
I
around
know.
Here. They ain't no
I
joke.
Know. I know.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so literally, as commissioner of police, with the kind of radio power he have, when I key down the morning of the lowering of a flag, I would definitely open my radio up to broadband so that everybody with a radio anywhere within a mile of my voice would know that as a consequence of X person dying, the flags in this country will be at half mast. This is the Provost Marshal, not Provost Marshal because he isn't Provost Marshal in that capacity, but this is the Commissioner of Police. Certainly all of my stations would get it. Right? And if there's some open band radios,
but
then
he,
them as well.
He cannot do that unless he gets approval.
This is what I'm saying. As
from
soon as the approval
Governor
is
General's
granted.
Office?
As soon as the approval is granted, however they do it, because I think the last time they did it by not proclamation, by announcement of the Prime Minister.
Exactly.
Because the Prime Minister stood
and
on his
feet.
That
was not the right
That's
protocol.
Not proper. That is not proper.
Now, the Prime Minister advises the Governor General to put out the proclamation. But because the Governor General's office is head of state, then the proclamation should come from the Governor General's office. You see? And then, of course, they're lowered with that procedure, hoisting, then lowering, hoisting, then lowering, and until the day of the funeral.
Okay.
Now, once the funeral is over, all right, and see here, it says, on the day of an official state funeral, the flag is flown at half mast until the funeral service is completed. The flag is then hoisted to the peak where it remains until lowered in the evening.
Okay. So the minute the body is committed, the flags go back up.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Now someone is telling me here in the instance of state recognized funerals, there is an order to lower flags on the day of the funeral. And I don't know that to be I don't know if that is correct or not.
Isn't that just what we said? But it's after the interment.
No. What they're saying is the reason that there aren't any lowered flags for such a, his name is, he's not Sir Charles, he's just Charles. For Charles Sanders is, on Thursday, this is what they're telling me. I think that's hogwash as well. That on Thursday, the flags will be flown at half mast. That makes absolutely no sense because then what is the period of mourning?
Exactly.
Are you telling me that we're only going to mourn him for six hours or it doesn't make sense to
See,
me?
See, there is no, now, this information that I got actually came out of England.
Okay.
The mother.
Oh,
country.
Yes. Don't make me play Rule Britannia.
So this book was thoroughly researched.
Okay.
I didn't sit down or get this off Google or what's that other thing or the internet, all that. And no, this information came, right? Straight from England.
Right.
And this is the protocol that is practiced in England.
With regards to how they hoist their flags.
Right. So the only thing is it was converted and used for our situation. Right? It was for that. So we tend to follow British rule in a lot of things.
Yeah, we strive on the line.
We still follow a lot of the procedure. But in this particular instance, like I say, it's lack of knowledge. And then, of course, when you do not want to accept that information is there for you to use if you don't have it, then that too becomes a problem. Because all sorts of comments are made and nothing makes sense. Like you say, it does not make sense. They cannot show you where.
Why they're practicing it.
Thank you.
I think the word is apocryphal, right? So you could go Google the word. It's A-P-O-C-R-A. I think it's P-H-Y-P-H-Y-L. That's the word. Apocryphal, right? Mm-hmm. It is a proclaimed falsehood where people say it and say it and say it and say it and say it. And people adopt the saying. Only to find out it's not true.
Right.
Right? Apocryphal. That is the word. There is the school of thought, though, Doctor. And if you're just tuning in, I have with me Dr. Cheryl Schron. She is the author of Flying the Pride, a book about flags and how we ought to get it, because y'all are completely...
Bahamas National Flags now.
Bahamas
now
National
official
Flags.
Yeah, this is the only publication that exists in the world about that.
Right. Bahamas National
it's
Flags.
Not just flags.
Right. Bahamas National Flags. Yes. There's a school of people, there's a school of thought that suggests that the reason you don't see the lowering of flags, because I thought during the time that we were mourning as a nation, the flags were ordered to be lowered. I noticed the ones over at the United States Embassy also weren't lowered. And someone had told me, and I'm so sad that I don't know for sure what the practice is. Someone had told me that embassies don't lower their flags. And that didn't make sense to me. right? Here's
the thing. Mm-hmm. Embassies, that particular property mm-hmm. is considered the actual country.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it does not obligate them mm-hmm. to lower the flag of the country that they're in, because technically that is America. That
okay.
particular...
So they would be
wherever
exempt.
Wherever they are. All embassies are exempt.
Okay.
Consulates are not.
Okay. So now you taught me that. So do not expect to see it. If they do it, I imagine it is
exactly.
only as a matter of courtesy.
Courtesy.
Or in the instance where there is a reason to lower the U.S. flag.
Exactly.
Then I imagine they will lower
right.
all flags around
it. And speaking of that, mm-hmm. it's a good thing that you realize that.
Mm.
But we get all kinds of calls from hotels and guest houses and even some commercial businesses.
Mm-hmm.
How do we half mast this flag? We are flying flags of other countries. Well, you have two choices. Remember, the first rule is no flag
mm-hmm.
in the country
mm-hmm.
where, well, say in the Bahamas, right?
Mm-hmm.
No other flag can fly higher mm-hmm. than the national flag.
So the flag of jurisdiction takes precedence.
Press always.
All right. That's an easy rule to apply.
Always.
Everything should fly lower than this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So if you are lowering
mm-hmm.
the national flag of the Bahamas, you have two choices.
Take the other ones down.
Mm-hmm. Or lower them in respect to the national flag.
Mm. I completely agree with that. Let's take a break. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Dr. Strawn is my guest. We're talking about Flying the Pride. It's her book about how we ought to treat the colors of the Bahamas. Dr. Strawn, dummy, don't be very mad with the people at Eagle. They make their flag big enough so you can see it. I think you should put a light on it. I mean, it wouldn't kill anybody. Don't move, though. When I get back, I open up the phone lines in case you want to talk to her. We'll be back after this.
On the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Hey, find the show interesting? Do you want to be a part of the conversation? Well, sponsor Unleashed today. Call 302-2304 or 302-2375 to see which package is right for you. Join Layvon Miller as he ignites the passion of the next generation by bridging the gap with engaging conversations and innovative ideas. Take action and sponsor Unleashed today at 302-2304 or 302-2375 and be unleashed.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You're staying with me, it's Levin Miller. I'm on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. That means I'm unleashed on your radio. That means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. I'm not very smart, so because I'm not very smart, I always bring smart people in to talk to about how do we get smart things done, because I'm not the one you should ask, right? And so since you all just think that I was ranting and raving and making a big hoo-ha about y'all, complete lack of standard bearing and deportment with regards to the flying of national colors and other flags, right? I brought me the research specialist on flags, Dr. Strawn, who also shares in my dismay with regards to when you all fly the national flag, like this is a pirate ship, right? So you know what you all do. And I mean you, Kentucky South Beach. So you all take the Bahamas flag, you put that one to the top. Then you put the Kentucky flag underneath it. We fly in all these on one mast, you know. And if we get one, the fancy kids award flag, we can fly that underneath. And it's just one bunch of confusion on a flagpole.
But it's interesting with that.
Mm-hmm.
You should not fly national flags on the same flagpole.
So is it okay for me to fly these other generic flags?
As long as they're not higher than the national flag.
Hmm. So that is, it's just sore on the eyes and not necessarily improper.
Exactly.
Okay. But
we cannot have Bahamas and then Canada and then United Kingdom and then United States all on one flagpole. No.
I'm sure I've seen that somewhere. No. I will tell you where I've seen it. I'm not, I think I saw it at a residential property, though, where there was two flags flown, you know. But we'll see. Anyway, let me take a couple of these text messages. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Where do people find this book?
At Beyond Flags. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably still in the Chapter 1 bookstore.
Okay.
And then the bookstore that is out by Saunders Beach.
Okay. In the plaza?
Buy the book.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Let me read a couple of these text messages here. A text writer here says, good morning, Levin. Played a song by Solo about the concert. This one here says, can somebody please release the Matrix relaying that what can happen based on what? So I don't understand this. Oh, anyway, basically they're saying that they want to see the numbers for why things can't happen as a result of COVID. Levin, I enjoy your show tremendously. Can you please request the 4 o'clock slot? His name is Dwight Strawn. Send him a letter. Send him a wonderful little letter about your desire to have me in the 4 o'clock spot. All right. This one here says, good morning, Miller. The RBDF veterans haven't been paid. Money is owed to them by the government as yet. They are dragging their feet on this matter, which has been going on for about 4 years now. Miller, these Marines have served their country and now retired. They shouldn't be going through this. Please help us. Tell the government to pay the RBDF veterans before they pay out the $400,000 and before talking about building a new parliament. Okay. Governor of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, please pay the RBDF veterans before you all pay out the $400,000 and before you all build the parliament. See? I told them, right? Okay. This one here says, Levin, you like to run on about flags and you being an ambassador of the inner city, a Mini Street boy specifically, but at the corner of Mini Street and Balfour Avenue sits a Haitian church flying the most disgusting, battered, torn, faded flags of this and two other nations. You mentioned them not once, and I think you obviously do not follow me, because if you do follow me, you will know that I got into one heated spat on Facebook, right? Luby Georges was also a part of it, where they had the whole thing where the Bahamian flag staff had popped, and it was kind of just flailing in the wind, and I castigated them. Yeah? So, you know, whenever you direct your information, make sure it isn't misinformation that you direct toward me. This one here says, hello, Brother Levin. Your guest is special, and her research is excellent. We must follow protocol and honor Reverend Charles W. Saunders, who was honored by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth. Oh, praise the Lord. From the mayor of Grand Bahama, Mr. Rudolph Stubbs, Freeport. All right.
Thank you, cousin.
Yeah, okay. This here says, for ATC representing another country in the Bahamas, is it proper to put the flag on your country and the Bahamas flag on the same pole, and which flag should be on top? That would be improper.
It is improper because, number one, it's against United Nations standard.
Okay.
We are part of the United Nations, so there are some things that would affect the way we display flags as well, mm-hmm. besides our flag being the one that should take precedence at all time, mm-hmm. right, whether mm-hmm. indoors or outdoors. Mm-hmm. Every member country of the United Nations should have its own flag pole mm-hmm. to fly on.
Right.
Because if you put Bahamas on top and other country flags below it, you are actually saying that the Bahamas
is superior.
Superior, mm-hmm. right? And that is against United Nations protocol.
This is just leaving. I heard Reverend Saunders from the pulpit cuss out Penlin and the PLP because he didn't get the biggest post in education. They're going to do a little something for him, but nothing extra. He was F&M. Remember when Cabinet Minister Darrell Rua died? Minnis had nothing for him. That caused Papa to cuss out Minnis on the news. I remember when Papa cussed Minnis out on the news. But I will say this. See, national standards cannot be that inextricably tied to
and manipulated
the whims and fancy mm-hmm. of people. Mm-hmm. That is why they are national standards, right? If that be the case, politics. I might still go grill a piece of blue marlin in the morning. Let's just fly one plane to Inagua. All I have is gun bullet, right? Because when the COVID start, I just buy plenty bullet in case this will turn into the zombie apocalypse. My plan was to just mount myself on my two-story building and kill zombies all day. That was the plan. Mm. So I have one bunch of bullet, We could fly Inagua, and since there are no zombies, I could just get to killing as much of these flamingo, because I can't tell the difference between a flamingo and a chicken. Kill up one bunch of them, and let's just put them on the grill. Since we could apply our own personal ambitions and upheavals and emotions, hatefulness and to national standards, then I say, what's saving the flamingo them? Mm-hmm. Let's eat all of them. Mm-hmm. Let's eat all. This one here says, morning, talk about when they have Haitian Flag Day. Talk what about it? Where the flags are placed if the Bahamas and Jamaica having a press conference? It is. I don't know if it is standard, but it is usually the leader of Jamaica has the Bahamas flag behind him and the Bahamian Prime Minister has the Jamaican flag behind him.
See, this is where a lot of the confusion comes in. Flag protocol does not change.
Okay.
Regardless of the situation or what's happening.
Okay.
Right? The only thing that would suggest where they go would be where it's held, the press conference.
Mm-hmm.
If the press conference is held in the Jamaican consulate, remember now, or Jamaican embassy.
Okay.
That particular area is considered Jamaica.
Jamaica, okay.
Right. So then the Jamaican flag would take precedence.
Okay.
If the press...
No, but I mean for the photo op, I noticed...
Oh, photo op, sorry.
There's usually...
The national flag is usually over the right shoulder,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And then after that,
mm-hmm.
other flags would be set in place according to the formal name of the country, which is why when you see there are conferences here,
mm-hmm.
you would see when you look at the stage, looking at the stage now,
mm-hmm.
the first flag you would see from your left... Reading like we read the book,
mm-hmm.
a book from mm-hmm. left to right,
mm-hmm.
looking at the stage. Mm-hmm. The first flag would be the national flag, and then other countries would be in order of alphabetical order.
Mm-hmm.
If you are standing on the stage,
mm-hmm.
the national flag would be at your right.
Okay.
And then all the other flags would follow like that.
So when in the case of two national leaders, like the Prime Minister of Jamaica visited the other day,
mm-hmm.
I think what I saw was the Bahamian flag behind him, the Jamaican flag behind our Prime Minister. But I don't think that's abnormal.
That's got nothing to do with who is standing in front of the flags. Flag protocol does not change.
All right. Sounds pretty
if
basic
the,
to me.
If the press conference was held in Bahamas, any of the Bahamian government offices,
mm-hmm.
of course our flag takes precedence.
Right. So the flag's position is based on where the meeting is, not necessarily.
Exactly.
I got you.
Not who's attending.
All right. So Dr. Strawn, tell them again where to find your book, because we are flat out of time. And thank you so much for coming.
Of course, Beyond Flags.
Beyond Flags. Right. And they got some nice, these little nice dry fit shade. I got to go get me one of these. And if you want to buy me some, then get me one of these Bahamian.
And they in gold, black, white, and aqua. All right. But this book addresses so many other things. So it's not just, it talks about displaying the flag outdoors, national flag protocol,
mm-hmm.
royal, we have other national, mm-hmm. We have the prime flag of the prime minister, governor mm-hmm. general.
The commodore, right. The commissioner, yeah.
Right, all of them and where they would go
in
order of precedence.
I appreciate you for coming, right. Dr. Strawn. Let me read this one as I get it here. It says, thanks for trying to get the basic things and protocols right in our beloved Bahamas. Blame who, Commissioner of Police or PM or National Security, must get it right once and for all. Amen. All right, anyway, that's my time. Thank you again, Dr. Strawn, for coming.
Thank you.
I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. They're your station for fresh news and smart talk. I know you know the world knows. They do it the whole day, so don't move. They've got the news for you. That happens next.